Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcus. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I got a bill on my Visa for two of them from your company from Amazing Trends. They're $56.95, and the other one was for $7.95. And I discussed this with someone last week. They said that this was supposed to be removed from my credit card statement, but that hasn't been done yet.
Can I get your zip code?
85249.
Okay, thank you for that. Can I also get your name?
Jay Goble.
Okay, that zip again was 85249?
Yes.
Okay, could you spell your last name slowly?
G. O, B, L, E.
Okay. And the first name was
J A Y.
Can you also verify your address?
3466 East Glacier Place, Chandler, Arizona.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment while your account is loading. The system is a little slow, but it's coming.
Okay.
Okay, I have your account pulled up. So you were anticipating a refund?
Yeah.
Okay, I see something that was fully refunded on the system. Matter of fact, it was on... Okay, $7.95 refunded. One moment, let me look at the notes to see what other,
okay,
what else is in the system. Do you have a chargeback pending?
No, the charges, so there were three charges of $7.95 each and a fourth charge of $56.95. Two of those $7.95 charges were reversed, but the third one and the $56.95 were not reversed.
Okay, so let me look further. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so last week, because the individual that was handling that, agent that was handling the refund, because your funds hadn't settled, so they couldn't be issued right back out again. They had to get settled before they could be reversed. So since they were settled now, I actually initiated it and it went through. So I got a confirmation. Yeah, so I got a confirmation of that. But hold on 1 second. Let me go in the system so I can make some notes before I give you that confirmation number.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. I'm ready for that cancellation or confirmation number, rather.
Okay.
Whenever it is, C as in Charlie, 262 633 057.
Okay.
And keep in mind that tomorrow's a holiday, so that's, I guess you could say, one additional day if, push comes to.
Okay.
All right. But you all set?
All right, so was that for both the 5695 and the 795?
Was for the 50. Now let me look and see if the 795. So I didn't see anything for the 795. So you initially got a fully refunded for the 795. Let me see. But that wasn't a payment failure, was it?
No,
No.
there were three of them for $7.95.
Yeah, so I see one for the 795 that was refunded, and then I see another one that was declined. So that wasn't a charge there on that one.
Okay. I'll go pull up my
Matter of fact, the other two 795s weren't charged, and there's one additional one that was. So that one wasn't, let me go ahead and see if I can initiate that one.
Okay.
Okay, so that one went through.
Okay, so
And
now
you,
we have two, correct?
yeah,
The seven.
that's correct.
All right. Is there a separate confirmation number for the seven
Not
ninety
same,
five?
same account, same system, so.
Okay. All right. So if I can get up by 3 or 4 business days, something like that. So tomorrow doesn't count, right? So
That's
Friday,
correct. That's
Monday,
right.
next midweek next week. Okay.
Right.
All right.
All set.
Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Marcus.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus.
No
Have a happy
problem.
holiday, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Same to you.
All right.
All right. Thank you, man.